there. Welcome to the Happiness Between Tales podcast. Do you love writing, great fiction, culture, fine art, and compassion? I mean, truly love them. I'm Dahl, and I sure do. That's why I produce Happiness Between Tales, to foster creativity and understanding. As an Emmy Award-winning former journalist, join me on my learning to write and publish fiction journey. Wherever you find your podcasts, hit subscribe. That way you'll never miss a single completely free episode of Happiness Between Tales. While you're getting Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, help keep it going by giving it a like, 5 stars, and a comment. And tell your friends so they too can enjoy Tale Wags and the making of tales. Check out happinessbetweentales.com for more information. And now, kick back and enjoy this episode of Happiness Between Tales.
It started with witnessing utter joy between an orangutan and a hound dog. YouTube videos are pleasant distractions when one is slogging through writing a novel the way I am, no? As you can guess, my fave videos involve dogs, preferably ones that look like mine. Dogs absolute experts at befriending anything and everything. When I mentioned this to a friend, she replied, "Me too. I love looking at interspecies romances." Is that what they're called? Now short breaks turned into hour-long procrastinations. Add in baby goats and owls and so it goes with YouTube. Cute, weird, adorable, scary. What a diverse world of creatures we inhabit. Here to show us in real-life terms about the benefits of human-animal relations is Brendan Christopher, a blogger out of Derbyshire, United Kingdom. His site is wild4animals.co.uk. The number 4 in it is a numeral. Besides writing, he's a hands-on educator who introduces his wild menagerie to people of all ages at events, parties, and classes. Read on for how even his pets aren't thrilled with veterinarian visits.
I'm taking my pet to see the vet. Wish me luck, by Brendan Christopher. Forrest, my cat, is suspicious, so he slinks behind the sofa. Then, spying from a safe distance, he spots me fumbling with a pet carrier. There's no turning back now. As I creep towards Forrest, I pretend to act casually. But, in one swift move, I scoop him up, place him into the box and attempt to shut the lid. Somehow, he always manages to leave at least one paw on the outside. When I push that one in, another pops out like a jack-in-the-box. Eventually, we're ready, and that's when the drama begins. To be fair, Forrest is usually compliant when going to the vets, well, except for a couple of issues. One involves the journey. He hates the motion of travel and lets out the most pathetic meow he can muster. This noise sounds like a baby in distress and is designed to wreck my emotions. Now I'm racked with guilt as I drive. But mercifully, the journey's short, so I'm spared any lasting trauma. On arrival, he's usually calmed down. However, as we cross the car park, the howling starts again because he doesn't like the instability. There's just another man with a cat in the waiting area and me. I sit opposite, but the two cat boxes happen to face each other. So, naturally, we humans start complimenting each other's pets. Meanwhile, our cats hold a growling contest for no apparent reason. They clearly hate each other even though they've just met. I think to myself, it's a good job they're on neutral ground and not meeting in a back alley. Or perhaps they have, who knows with cats. Anyway, as Forrest prowls around like a big caged cat, we're summoned. I place the box on the vet's table and carefully unleash my feline. Instantly, Forrest makes himself look massive by fluffing up his fur and thickening his tail. However, he fails to intimidate the vet. On the contrary, she finds him cute. All goes well until it's temperature time. At this point, the vet dares to hold his bushy tail whilst inserting a thermometer. Thankfully, Forrest is a gentle soul, so he tends not to bite. Once the ordeal's over, the vet declares him a good boy, and I beam like a proud parent. On the way out, he looks at me as if to say, "And I thought I could trust you." Typical human. Finally arriving home, I open the carrier, and Forrest shoots out. He sniffs the box, glares at me and flicks his tail in disgust, that means I've been snubbed. However, as soon as I stroke him, and open a packet of food, he's back to his loving, purring self. Well, almost. He gives me that look as if to say, "You are forgiven this time, but never trap me in that cat snare again. The only problem is I'm taking Forrest for another checkup in 6 months. Even though I know it's for his own good, I doubt he appreciates my efforts.
Are you wild for animals? Record your experiences, thoughts, and questions on my podcast page at Anchor by Spotify or email me at happinessbetweentails.com, where you'll find photos of Brandon and his pets and links for related topics. His site is wild4animals.co.uk. The number 4 in it is a numeral. Like what you heard? You're supported by buymeacoffee.com/supportH. B. T would be much appreciated.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Doll for Happiness Between Tales. Send me your thoughts, questions, and suggestions through happinessbetweentales.com, where you can find out more about the show and me. To get Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, be sure to subscribe. You'll help the show thrive by liking it, rating it 5 stars, commenting, and telling your friends to check it out. See you at the next episode for more tail wags and the making of tales.